How do you dry your dishes?
I dry it with a towel. I dry it by hand, and then I put it up.
Okay, so you will hand wash something.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's clean, you take a towel, you dry it, and then you put it away.
Exactly. That quick. One thing at a time.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So my boyfriend, who, it's his thing, he loves a clean kitchen. So every single night he cleans the kitchen and he puts everything in the dishwasher. Anything that doesn't go in the dishwasher or doesn't fit, he hand washes. And he went and he bought one of these like drying racks.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a tiny kitchen. This is New York City. What am I made of money? It's a tiny kitchen. It's a tiny counter that has no space. And he has this giant drying rack taking up all the space. So I said, this can't be. I can't wake up in the morning and have this giant drying rack. I have nowhere to make my coffee, nowhere to make my breakfast. Like this has to go. So he's like, fine. I said, just dry things by hand. Well, slowly over time, I hid the drying rack.
Mm-hmm.
Now he puts a towel down and he just leaves everything there on the towel. Just leaves it on the towel. Like it's going to air dry. It's still taking up the same amount of space. It's like, I didn't want the drying rack. I definitely don't want the towel.
Right. That's lazy. That's just plain lazy to pile things up. And I would say most normal people, it's just two of you. You're not going to use that much when it comes to dishes. But I do know you.
Right.
And I know you use two different things way too much. You use dishes too much.
Yep.
And trash too much.
Right.
So if you make a salad, you're going to go through 16 pans and four plates and a couple of bowls just to make a salad.
Well, that's because I chop different things differently on different cutting boards. And I have different knives that I chop with. And then I have one big bowl the whole salad goes in. And then I toss it. And then I get a small bowl for servings. So I'm not going to eat out of a big giant bowl like a trough. What am I, an animal? So I just daintily put a little bit of salad in a bowl. I eat out of that.
Salad should be
in
one little bowl, and that's it. Just one dish. That's all it needs. But no, she has to use 17 dishes to do one little salad. This is the hell of living with Cooper.
The other day, I made some banana bread, and it's when I was still eating carbs, So I had a piece of banana bread on a plate, and then I got done, and I put the plate away. And then, like about an hour later, I wanted more banana bread, so I took another new plate. I couldn't use the same plate. I mean, that one it's dirty.
It's dirty with your bread.
Right. But now I'm going to have a new piece of bread. So I need a new plate.
So we
do a lot of dishes. You would think 18 people lived here every single day.
Yes, I know, because I lived that hell. I know what it's like to walk in the kitchen and go, how many people did we have at this party last night? And you say, well, it was just me. Yeah. And you would. So you use one plate. You wash the plate, dry it off, and then put it back.
How do I get my boyfriend to do that?
You get a new boyfriend. At this point, you're not going to change him. I mean, that to me, if I see dishes on the counter, on a drying rack, or on a towel, that means you're just lazy because you did half the job. You don't want to do the full job. You only want to do 50% of the job. You want to leave the rest for tomorrow or the rest for you.
Well, I started coming in the morning and just putting everything away. If something wasn't dry yet, I hand dried it and I put it away. And then after a while, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to leave this stuff out and let's see how long it takes him to put it away. And the answer is never.
Mm-hmm.
Answer is he never puts, he will let clean dishes pile up on top of each other so that it's like Jenga in my kitchen. And he will never put anything away. And his excuse is, I don't know where anything goes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you've lived here for 7 years. You don't know where anything goes? What? How do you find things to be, like when you go get a mug, don't you know where the mugs are?
Yeah, but he's going to, I understand that because you have a place that everything, where everything goes. But it's easy just to, if you need a fork, just take one off the counter that's on the towel instead of
that's
going.
That's true.
You know, it's just because it's right there. You just take the fork. But that's like washing clothes, drying clothes, and leaving them in the dryer.
Oh, no, he did something even worse. So he did, you're going to love this. I woke up in the morning. There was a big, giant pile of towels, perfectly clean and folded. I said, oh, you did laundry last night. He said, no, I did laundry last week. I just left everything in the laundry bag, and I forgot to fold everything. I'm like, wait, so these are all clean towels that have been sitting in a laundry bag for a week? A week?
Wow. See, that's the same thing as leaving dishes out.
Yeah, it's clean. It just didn't get put away.
Right. Now you put it away. He's leaving it up to you to put it away, which you will never do. You will, you will use all the dishes before you put them away.
I used to put stuff away, but then I learned my lesson that that's never going to end. I mean, you know, for a long time we played that game where he would do the dishwasher. I'd wake up in the morning, the dishwasher was clean, and instead of putting everything away, I would just pull out a mug and use that. Just use what I need out of the clean dishwasher. Mm-hmm. And he would do the same thing. And it's like one of us at some point, this game of chicken has to end. One of us at some point has to put the dishes in the dishwasher away, the clean ones, because we're now stacking dirty ones in the sink. This is becoming this whole, this is why you use paper plates, isn't it?
Exactly. I never have this issue because I use paper plates for everything. And
everything.
I still do.
Yeah.
I will go to Costco and I will get the huge stack of paper plates.
And solo cups.
And solo cups. And that's
what
I use.
Yeah, you wash nothing.
No. No, because it takes too much time. I don't have the time for that. Screw the environment. I don't care. And the way I think about it, it's paper plates. So you can burn those.
Yeah.
The paper, it's just a tree. It's like a tree that fell on the ground.
It's like the tree died, became your plate, and then just cremate it later.